Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
23-year-old man flees a traffic stop and leads deputies on a high-speed chase. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies received a report of a man acting high who had run into a dumpster on Kinsley Lane and left the scene while driving a gray Toyota Tacoma. Around 12:15 p.m. on Friday afternoon, the man driving a pickup that matched the description with North Carolina plates was spotted traveling south on 2nd Street, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Deputies observed the driver's side taillight had been damaged, consistent with the report made about the hit and run. Deputies pulled over the Toyota on 2nd Street as it was passing through the intersection at Skyline Drive. While talking to the deputies, the 23-year-old man seemed confused about what had happened prior to the traffic stop. They observed the man displaying signs of impairment and possible drug use. Deputies requested his ID and proceeded to question the man about the damage to his taillight. During the conversation, Reynolds said the man abruptly dropped his driver's license inside the truck, put the truck in drive, and sped away from the stop. The deputy and his backup deputy began a pursuit of the Toyota. The 23-year-old driver headed east on 2nd Street, driving through town with speeds in excess over 70 miles per hour at various times, including through a hospital zone and the Pronghorn Elementary School zone. As the pursuit approached the intersection of West 4J and Highway 50, the pickup was going in excess of 80 miles per hour when the traffic signal turned red. A 2017 Ford F-250 going south on Highway 50 entered the intersection on the green light and hit the Toyota in the rear end, causing it to spin and jump over the curb before coming to a stop. Three of the tires were deflated, causing the pickup to be undrivable. At the conclusion of the chase, which is around 5 minutes, Reynolds said the suspect responded to commands by deputies and was apprehended out of the vehicle. He was charged with three misdemeanors, including eluding an officer, reckless driving, and DUI with a controlled substance. He was transported to the jail without further incident. The Wyoming Office of Tourism encourages residents to share their love for Wyoming on 307 Day. Today, March 7th, also known as 307 Day, is a day to show off the epic landscapes and communities from border to border on social media. 307 Day allows the Wyoming Office of Tourism to celebrate the state and its residents who inspire visitors to return year after year, said Michelle Howard, Senior Director of Brand Strategy. We market Wyoming to non-resident travelers, but we recognize that Wyomingites play a huge role in visitor experiences. To participate in the 307 Day celebration, Wyoming residents are encouraged to post photos of Wyoming across social media using the hashtag WY307. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.